Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Ross Johnson is our guest, our new friend, new member of the Brain Trust, Vice President for New Business Development at Dodster, Inc. And Dodster is a web services company, folks. They help people get online and become successful online with their businesses. And Ross is here to talk to us about some 21st century online strategy stuff. Ross, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me.
It's good to have you here. Ross, I've been doing this now for a long time, and my website is almost 11 years old. That doesn't make it the oldest website, but it makes it one of the websites that's has a little gray hair. But when I first started with my website in 97, you know, it was not every business had a website, and so it was a pretty big deal just to have a website. And then it became necessary for you to have an e-commerce. Your site needed to be more than just a brochure. It needed to be more functional. It needed to have your catalog of products, and then you need to be able to sell online. Then you need to be able to interact with your customers and send them email stuff. And so every year or so, you get these new generations of capabilities that you need to have. And nowadays, the social networking is really an important part of your web, and I'm going to actually subtract the social part when we're talking about our business website and just say that you need to be able to do networking on your website and online with your customers, and that's kind of an area that I'd like for you to help us focus on. How do we integrate today, and you can pick up wherever you want to. I don't know whether you agree with what I just said or not, but mainly I want you to help us with the idea of how do we incorporate the next level of capability in our online strategies.
You bet. First off, I'd like to say that you said your old website of being 11 years old is, that actually may work in your favor with the search engines. You've actually got some longevity, and that's a factor they'll look at, so they'll actually value some of your content higher. Mm-hmm. So you do get some benefit from actually being around 11 years and having the same domain name for that long.
Good.
But you're right. Business really in general, I see statistics anywhere from only 5 to say 30% of small businesses are online. Now that's, you know, a wide range, but if you even say 50% are not online, you got to ask what's going on.
Yeah, what's wrong with that picture? Actually,
what's that?
What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, right, exactly, because so much of their customers are online now, and they're getting used to that. Certainly the next generation of customers coming up is. So, and what you said is absolutely right. Over time, it's just evolved, and businesses had to stay up with the new products and aspects. I think taking the word social out of networking is exactly right, Jim. I'm looking for a better word currently, and if anybody has one out there, I'd love to hear it. But
we need to come up with a better word for that, don't we?
That's right. That's right. I think a lot of what we're finding right now, we build private label platforms. We're a website builder. So mm-hmm. we kind of see the networks out there or the large portals like MySpace and Facebook, and then the free sites as Ning as growing the market. But for business has been hesitant to really be out on those large portals. One, they're not e-commerce enabled. Two,
right.
There's a lot of unsavory things happening out there. I don't know if you want to get
and things you can't control.
Fight. Right, exactly. So you also lose a lot of customization, lose a lot of branding, a lot of the things that you're used to doing. So small business in general is looking to maintain the branding, maintain the control, being able to moderate the conversation. You can bet those Fortune 500 companies are terrified of what people are going to say if they open mm-hmm. up chat on their own site. Now, over time, that's getting easier and easier. But you look at the tools of social networking, and they really are called social media. So you're looking at things that are Web 2.0, but I know that's kind of a catch-all phrase. Things
right.
like forums and blogs and instant messaging, chat rooms, awards, points.
Commenting on something that you've read or whatever.
Yes, commenting on your products, I think, is what's important mm-hmm. to business. And I think that's the ROI on this for business, is to say, I think there's three key areas, Jim, that benefits business. It's branding. I mean, you get increased word of mouth and buzz. Mm-hmm. You also do better with the search engine. So you may be picking up customers you're not aware of, or you weren't marketing, or you weren't paying for in a PPC environment where you're doing mm-hmm. a pay-per-click. You're also differentiating your company. Online, nobody knows really how big you are. Mm-hmm. You know, when you got a storefront, you're competing against larger customers. Online, you get an equal footing if you have a good site, compelling, sticky content that people want to come back to. Well, you can get repeat traffic.
You know, one of the things, Ross, that you were talking, you said you used a term a minute ago that I've been using now for a decade, and that is the community. And so if at this point in time I were going to replace social networking with a term that's more appropriate for businesses, I would call it network building. I'm sorry, community building, because I've been talking to my audience now about communities for a long time, and the idea of community is such an important concept to embrace for the 21st century. People, even when they don't feel like networking, they still want to feel like they're part of communities, don't they?
They really do, and then they identify around a brand, but they also identify around like-minded people who want to talk about a product that they love. If you invented a new flavor of ice cream, you're going to want to find a community of people who, you know, are probably ice cream lovers, and what better place to be talking about that than your company who makes ice cream?
Right.
To control that, you probably would get the next product recommendations from them about a flavor you hadn't thought about,
right,
that somebody had seen. You would get product innovation. You would get market research. Again, this could decrease some of your real hard costs, and you get real-time feedback. You find out who your evangelists are. So mm-hmm. I really think that it provides new revenue channels for small businesses as well, for free sometimes.
Well, one of the things that we need to do, Ross, I need you to help us with this, is when we come back after the next break, we need to figure out, small business owners need to figure out how to take our formerly traditional small businesses, now 21st century small businesses with an internet strategy of some level, at least a website. Maybe we're doing email marketing. Maybe we've got a blog. Maybe not. Hopefully we've got some kind of e-commerce capability. Well, we've got basically the foundation for this, but how do we do this community building? How do we incorporate real tools into all this that will help us take advantage of this? And we're probably going to need some help, folks, and I promise you, I need help with this. 20 after. Stay back. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Ross Johnson. He's with Dotster.
Life goes on day after day.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jerry with a G.
Heart
from the Wayback Machine, classic music. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That website's almost 11 years old, and then of course our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. It's the young one, it's the baby on the block, and that's our knowledge base where you get small business answers. Now, smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you find the show and all the other things we do, including our blog, including our newsletter, including the archives, thousands and thousands of files there that will help you either listen or read or whatever you like to do. Check them out. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out, use our stuff. Ross Johnston is our guest, folks. He's with Dotster, and he's vice president for the business development there. Ross, tell us about Dotster.
Dotster is a 10-year-old domain name registrar, which means we are an ICANN-accredited, the world governing body for domain names, which is basically the 21st century real estate. We will get a business online through getting the name they want. If it's taken, we can go out and find out if somebody would like to sell it. We can help you procure that name. Then once you get the name you want, and whether it's .com, .biz, .gov, or any of the other what we call TLD, top-level domains, mm-hmm. then you have to host it. And then we will actually have hosting packages. Then we'll help you build it. So we have been building websites for quite a while, and that's where a lot of the social media and social network requests mm-hmm. came from our customers. We have nearly 1 million customers. Many of them are small business customers. We have thousands and thousands of real estate agents and architectural firms and landscape designers. And so we hear from them a wide array of what they need and what they want. But, again, the kind of the central theme is that they're small to medium-sized business. We also help you market it, your SEO and your SEM, and now we're helping you with community as well.
Well, this social networking component that we're now adding, overlaying onto this to our websites and that we're all talking about, sometimes it seems to be a little bit overwhelming, Ross. It seems to a lot of us, especially some of us older folks, even though I've been using computers and the internet for a long, long time, and I'm a pioneer in some areas, but I'm certainly not in the area of social networking. Help a guy like me understand, a business owner like me, how do I find the best way to incorporate social networking or what I'm calling community building? How do we do that?
Well, first off, I think that most people get, certainly people my age or older and in your range as well, Jim, that get a little bit intimidated by it, but they shouldn't. It's not exactly what the media has portrayed it to be through the large portals. When business looks at social networking, they should be looking at the tools they need, the individual social media applications. So we start to talk about blogs and forums and instant messenger and chat rooms as kind of the tip of the spear, things that allow mm-hmm. your customers to give you feedback on the site. And this is, again, we're talking about the way Dotster does it, is on-site development. So we build you your community tab on your website, mm-hmm. or we give you advice on your website. We're not building out a network of social networkers like mm-hmm. a MySpace or a Facebook. This is mm-hmm. for the business, for their customers.
So it's a social networking application that helps you build your own community rather than having to go out and be involved in other people's communities.
Well, that's partially correct, but I think social networking, you can't avoid the 100-plus million people that do sit on the large portals.
Yeah.
Now, I think what we found an effective marketing campaign for small to medium-sized businesses, yes, be part of Facebook, yes, be part of MySpace, yes, have a free site. If you'd like to do that, you have to put up with their advertisements and again, some of
right.
the unsavory things that go on there. But point people back to your site. Refer mm-hmm. back to your home domain name. Get the SEO.
So that's
the
reason to be out there. You got 100 million people out there. They're wandering around on those sites. They might as well find you. When they find you, if you've got something compelling on your site, it comes right back to you, doesn't it?
That's right. That's what we're trying to say. Then you can control the advertising on your site.
Right.
You can monetize your site better. You can hold your branding. You can moderate. You control the situation, and you can customize it the way you want to when it's on your site.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Now, you guys have a new product. I'm going to let you tell us about it that kind of pulls all this together. What's it called?
Well, we have Dotster Connect, which is, again, an evolution of our website building. It's basically taking a look at these tools and putting it in an affordable package for small business. So this is not free like the free sites. This allows mm-hmm. you to make an advertising-free environment if you'd like or add advertising. It's your choice, mm-hmm. depending on how you want to monetize it. Because just to tell you honestly, Jim, when we speak to a lot of these customers, they're saying we want to do it on an invitation-only basis.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do this as a value-added service for our customers. We're not going to some people actually say we're going to charge to
right.
be involved with this
right.
because we've got proprietary information that these people will charge.
But at least whenever, but it's a great way. People love, customers love exclusivity, folks. And when you say, look, when you're our customer, here's what we're going to give you, and nobody else has this but our customers. People like that, don't they?
They really do. And again, small business doesn't need to. Of course, they want to attract new customers, but also keep the customers they have happy. And it's
yeah.
almost a two different decisions for a marketing strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they need to think of both. They need to be out at the large portals, and they need to be doing PPC. That's one area. But once they get them to the site, they got to keep them there. They got to have
right.
a compelling website.
Ross, you've got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
Anytime. I really enjoyed it.
I did too. Give us the website, please.
www.dotster, that's dotster.com.
Can they find Dotster Connect there?
/connect.
Okay, Dotster.com/connect, and they can find the new product, right?
That's right.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Ross, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Quick break. Right back after these messages with the wild and crazy, crazy but also lovely and talented, Reva Lezunsky. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Too much confusion.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.